Okay, we now have commentary from Doctor Hu Wai Wang, who's going to sum up the papers. I hope.
Good morning. I will keep my commentary and it's very short. First, thanks to Dr. Rowena for inviting me, organizing this important conference and inviting me to attend. First, I'm a political scientist and anthropologist, so I might not do justice to all these papers, which are more historical and also archaeological focus. First, I enjoy all these all four presentations, but I have read three of them more carefully, and I think they are very good and complement each other, looking at different stock aspects for imperial Chinese culture to examination of cash coins and also shipwrecks to economic involvement and Chinese migration in Pahang. So I think they complement each other well on the history and of Pahang and Chinese migration and also interaction at Pahang and China. I have a few general comments which I'd like to make. First, I think it's important to locate Pahang not as a Pahang per se, but a big broader picture of the interconnection in the larger archipelago world, or whatever you want to call it, the spy route or so on and so forth. So I think because sometimes we talk about Pahang, but then it's a neighbor of Pahang, Pahang Shore. So it's not maybe Pahang as in today, but so how we think about that, something to think about. And also Pahang and its neighbors, and also Pahang from the coastal to the more inland part of Pahang. I think sometimes perhaps if there's detailed information can specific which part of Pahang, because Pahang is quite big. I think it's the largest state in the peninsula of Malaysia. But I think a great thing that Pentong or Temerloh is kind of mentioned. So I think it's quite interesting to see the inland, more inland part of Pahang and how the interaction with the coastal part of Pahang. Yes. And I think sometimes some of the paper they use the term like possibly, likely. So I think maybe they need more discussion on that. Maybe they're more into evidence or source to support certain claim, or maybe it's still uncertain or something like that to think about. A few questions for each of the papers. For Dr. Rudolph, I think I enjoy the paper. It outlined the Chinese, the migration from the past to more present times. I think it's a more overview paper, so perhaps some details might be needed to support each part of it. I think he also mentioned that it kind of challenged the central periphery assumption in the study of Chinese migration. Perhaps you can talk more about that. What do you mean by challenging the center periphery assumption of in the study of Chinese migration in terms of your related to your research? Another point I think is more focused on economic and a little bit of politics, but how about the social, culture, and religious life of Chinese migration across different times? And then to Jonathan's paper, I enjoy the paper. It's very detailed and careful readings on the imperial Chinese scriptures. I like the ideas of micro history of wood and then tears and gold. Just two things to think about. First, you say this might challenge the Eurocentric, but would it be forced into Sinocentric? But I think you also make reference to other sources, so I think it's good to think about that. But I think in the conclusion, you also mentioned that there are certain limitations, accuracy and reliability. So I'm not sure like how we deal with that. How we think about that. That's my general question. And then to Encik Amru, terima kasih. I think it's interesting. I think I like the point to see Pahang as a spice route instead of just maritime route. I think it's a good idea to emphasize the agency of Southeast, local agency of Southeast Asia. I think my question is quite similar to my first comment, how to locate Pahang beyond Pahang, and also from coastal part of Pahang to the more inland part of Pahang. Because I think you mentioned Temerloh, I think it's quite interesting. The coin is actually found in Temerloh, more inland part of Pahang. So how can you trace the interaction between Pahang and other part of, like you say, Majapahit or Johor? Because the cash coin actually is not, I think what it tells is not the story between China and Pahang. Actually, it's Pahang with other part of Malay kingdom in Southeast Asia. So I think it's an interesting point to make to think about it. First, I thought this will be interaction between Pahang and China, but maybe not the case. Because the koi come from Majapahit instead of from China. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe more studies need to be done on the trade.
You said the koi were found in Pahang.
Yeah, it's from Pahang.
Majapahit.
Okay. But I don't know.
Similar.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Yeah. It came from Majapahit to Pahang.
Okay. Yeah. And also how it crossed like from more to Temerloh. I think it's quite interesting. Like how this thing. I'm not sure how can trace.
Temerloh is a central part of Pahang.
Yeah.
So that's where you from there you.
Okay, so it's from Temerloh to or from Kuantan to Temerloh. I
think
I
show you the crocodile coin of Pahang. Sure.
Yeah. I think it's interesting to tell more stories about that. Like how this thing come about. This is why.
Oh, that's
all. Thank you. I learned a lot from all these papers.